Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
Well, let's do ourselves a little recap and get right back into the action, shall we? Last time on Dicey Situations, our heroes awoke in their Underdark camp and made their preparations to delve deeper into spider territory. At a central dome-shaped cavern, they began their battle against a host of poison-spitting corpse spiders. Jumping into battle, Glebnor glided across the loose earth of the arena and was surprised by the totally hidden, totally unpredictable trapdoor spider queen. Chaos ensued as an injured Glebnor used his tendrils to yank the monstrous matriarch from her lair into the battlefield. In a flurry of blows and bullets, Toluga and Theo were able to back up their gooey friend and chop the arachnids to bits. With the spider queen defeated, Toluga approached her clutch of eggs with Bouncicles and was able to convince the hatchlings to imprint to their cause. Tearful farewells were had with Bleebly's first paladin as he set off to return to the Ebonden with 466 new friends. Now with their new hatchling companion Luga, our heroes begin their climb to the surface and their quest towards Brendini. Boys, what we like to do, you're in front of a large, it's like a just a cliff face, essentially, covered in spider web, and there's a pinhole of light at the very top.
Have we left the site of the murder?
Of the giant spider?
Yes.
Not yet. You guys are at the base of it now. You can see that heading down on the, like an eastern cavern, you can just see the tail end of your little procession of baby spiders. But yeah, what'd you like to do?
I'd like to take out the orb.
Okay.
To call the king.
Okay.
How's this thing work? Start shaking it. King, can you hear me?
Is this Toluga already?
Yeah. This is Toluga.
What's up?
So wonderful news. Bouncicles escorted us. We're about to leave, but some miracle of life happened, and we're sending Bouncicles back with 466 spiders.
That's a lot of spiders.
They're all friendly for our cause.
I understand. We could make maybe some cavalry with them?
Yes, exactly.
All right, I think I just want to get this on, just get it out there. I think you're already kind of abusing the sending stone.
How? You think Bouncicles showing up with 466 spiders without a heads up is okay?
Dad.
What?
Dad, tell him I said hi.
Oh, Glebnor says hi.
Hi, Glebnor.
He says hi.
Well, thanks for the heads up. Good luck with the hill dwarves. Bye. We just finished breakfast and I have things to do. We have a
listen,
planning.
Listen, you touched my ass.
Whoa.
I think I'm obligated one off-the-books phone call with you here.
Toluga, I need you to quiet down. My wife is she's glaring at me from across the table.
It was in the heat of combat, don't worry.
Why would I put you on speakerphone?
Let me just hear it like... That's just the setting. Okay, you're on private. What's up?
Okay, my brother, Bleegong.
Okay.
He has a lot of pent-up aggression and rage in him. I don't think he's in the path for a monk.
Okay.
Do you have anyone that could teach him the ways to harness those things that he feels?
I mean, amongst my soldiers, we have a kind of a very specific group. In Dwarvish, it comes out to axe idiot. But basically, they're a section of my Dwarven infantry where they have this spiky armor and they just charge wildly into the front line, trying to grapple people and spike them up. Does that sound like something your very small brother would be good at?
Maybe. I mean, last I saw him, he was really into burning people.
Okay. I will let my generals know who are doing the training in Slubadrip. So look out for a very angry little fish boy. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of vengeance in those eyes, so.
I'll let him know.
And he's lovable. He's a little scamp, that one.
I just want to reiterate, this is a setting stone for the emergency situation where you need to send troops.
You don't think 466 spiders was an emergency?
No, you know, that's fair. It's fair. Good.
Okay, bye, good, click.
Okay. Fucking maniac. Can everyone make real quick a perception check for me?
Is it just a fuck from the game?
No. 16.
15.
6. Okay, I told you, you're in the middle of hanging up this phone call. The two of you in the background, you hear just
way down the cavern.
Daddy?
What?
Daddy, that thing is back. Remember
what?
Remember that thing?
It wanted to eat your ass?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I guess let's get out of here. How far back is it?
It doesn't sound close.
I turn around to see.
You can make an investigation check for me, Toluga, as you look down the hallway trying to get a better look at this thing.
It's a six again.
Yeah, you can just hear it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very fast. I guess if we start moving now, we'll just not even be a problem.
You think he'll forget? Or maybe he'll just... Is this something that's just going to chase us forever?
Oh my god, he's that snail that if it touches you, you die.
So you're just like, I think if we start climbing, he's probably kind of fucked, right? I mean, he was just kind of like a moving stalactite, so I guess...
Yeah, but how would that work? Could he just vertically just go up?
I guess there's only one way to find out. See, Reggie starts trying to climb up the web.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you cast slow on it? You have haste, right? You should have the opposite, no?
You know, that is a good point, but I've kind of focused most of my magic on, you know, just speeding up you guys.
Okay.
Also, as a side note from Ryan, I'm not giving the NPC slow to fuck myself over, so no way.
All right, well, I guess we go climbing. Luga, you good back there?
He's just doing a little dance on your shoulder.
He's just so adorable.
Love that kid.
Love him.
Yeah, just you keep him over there.
Okay.
Can I get just a wisdom saving throw from Theo real quick?
15.
Yeah, you know to look away from this thing to avoid a sinking sense of dread and fear in you.
Like it. God, just so look at him cute. Go. He's so adorable.
Not looking.
Okay, we gotta go. I guess. I feel like we got like a whole day before that thing catches up.
Can I tell how far that thing is?
Yeah, make a perception check for me.
It's right behind you.
It's a 19.
It's about 500 feet. So it'll take it 50 turns to get to where you're standing right now.
I'm going to shoot a longbow at it. 600 feet on the longbow.
Can I guidance him as my action?
Guidance doesn't work on attack rolls.
Oh, yeah.
You can give him the help action.
I'll give him the help action. I'm going to help him pull the string back.
Okay.
To really get that
and I'm going to activate my headlights to try and give him some look down the...
So it's a 27 to hit.
Fuck you, Rich. Go ahead and shoot my stupid guy.
12 damage.
And I'm just gonna yell back. Now he's been marked by Bleebly. Now let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Shit.
Gonna miss you, buddy.
Could you guys go ahead and give me some either athletics or acrobatics check to start climbing up this rope?
That's a 9.
Okay. 22.
14.
You guys start to climb up this like big webbed ladder almost, and you can see Toluga, you just keep getting stuck to different parts of it as you're trying to climb
weird
up.
I'm so slippery, but I'm sticking at the same time.
Can you make a strength saving throw for me?
Okay. 13.
Okay, yeah, you're just able to break out of this webbing as it starts to kind of wrap around your arm. You kind of pull your arm out of it.
I want
to
tug daddy off.
I really wish you would phrase that different. Make an athletics check for
son phrasing. I've been having such a potty mouth in the Underdark. Who would have thought one bad 17. Trip?
17?
Yeah.
You wrap a tendril, kind of like a swing set underneath Toluga's butt, pulling him up. All right, so we'll say that for these climb checks, because you were kind of yanking your father along, you can make your athletic track packs with advantage from now on, Toluga.
Wonderful.
Gotcha, Daddy.
Theo, you just are able to kind of get some footing there, and let me just make one for Reggie. Reggie is completely wrapped up in webs. He's like, I didn't know what. I grabbed the wrong spot. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pull Reggie out.
Go ahead.
Get in, 24. I'm just going to make a little shell for him. He can ride me.
Let me just get on top of
him. He's pretty small. I'll let you just carry him. He's just like, okay, thank you.
Reggie, here, take this that wisdom book from Susan.
Oh, the Susan book?
The Susan book. I need you to read it to us again.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess I'll just keep kind of going over it.
And we'll just climb while we listen.
Okay, but
this is beautiful.
It's like a podcast.
Like a what?
Nothing. Can I get another round of athletics or acrobatics checks? Again, way down the tunnel.
Enough, man.
Oh God, he's gaining on us. Thanks for the advantage.
17.
Perfect. 20.
Nat 20.
Oh, nat 20, yeah. You guys are able to scuttle up, and as you're getting closer and closer, make one round of perception or investigation checks.
9.
13.
14.
You just noticed at Toluga that like pinhole of light seems to be a like broken doorway up onto the surface. It's a little bit further up, but it's on like a ledge. You guys can keep climbing and trucking. And you, again, just keep hearing.
Did I hear him drop an F-bomb?
You wonder where I'm picking it up.
Son, we're going to have to give you a good mouth, a good scrubbing after this.
You see Reggie slipping through the page, and he's like, you wouldn't believe how much of this is just about providing enough food for your troops. Like, whole sections.
Oh, I got that covered.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things about, like, roads. You gotta have them, it turns out. Because
who would have thought?
The supply line management is apparently incredibly important in this book. That's Susan. She's a smart cookie.
Yeah, she knows a lot.
Sounds like it.
And a final round of athletics or acrobatics checks, if you guys wouldn't mind.
Am I still doing it in a minute?
Yep, still get advantage.
Okay.
13.
Nat 20 for a 27.
I'm going to guidance myself on this.
Good call. Do a little symbol of bleebly as you keep climbing.
It's 9.
Okay. With your nat 20, I'll say you just grab Toluga as he's looking down, as you can just see like a little, it's like a dot at this point, this little stalactite come into the cavern. You can see he has one arrow just stuck in the side of him as he's whipping his tendrils around, trying to drag himself further and further. And you guys make it to this like top almost, it's like I think kind of like a jutting out kind of piece of rock. And you can see, you can actually read Dwarven now, can't you, Toluga?
Yeah.
You can just see above the gateway, there's Dwarvish runes on this kind of like broken down wooden door. You can see that there's like a big hole in the door that kind of leads outside. And that's where the light was coming in through. And in Dwarvish, you just see two Brendini above the archway.
Oh, it's just says two Brendini, guys. Let's get on out of here.
They marked it. It's good.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Susan. That's who.
True, those supply lines.
They probably use it as a supply line.
Mm-hmm. And Glubnor, can I actually get an athletics check if you wouldn't mind?
13.
You guys go to open the door and you feel resistance. And you can tell that the other side is like barricaded. As you kind of
push.
You
said there's a pinhole, right?
There's a pinhole of light, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go find out what's barricading.
You sluice right through. No check required.
Sick.
We've established you can go through small holes. So... you guys see, again, your like back end is still jammed up with all your equipment, so that kind of creates like a plug in the door.
That's fine.
The rest of your body, and including your eyes, you go through this hole. There's just a bunch of like heavy barrels stacked in front of it. It seems like they were trying to barricade anyone from coming from the outside to the surface here.
I would like to inspect the barrels.
Yeah, go for it.
For any kind of markings that I might recognize.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Turn to Reggie. Reggie, what do you know about propulsion?
Nat 20.
On a nat 20.
What's on these barrels?
These are just simple wooden barrels.
Can I tell what's in them?
You pop the lid. They're just full of stones. It seems like it was just like
liquid. Great.
It's just like they just made like a heavy barricade here. And I'll say on a nat 20, you can see that there is a symbol of Krizik on one of these barrels.
Well, that's what I was expecting.
God, Krizik rocks.
Damn it.
So if you'd like, you can either make an attack roll or an athletics check to move these barrels out of the doorway so the rest of your friends can come through.
I'm going to athletics. 11?
Can I slap him on the ass and give him guidance?
You can put one arm through the hole he's made. Or actually, yeah, his ass is kind of the plug, so you can give him a little pop of guidance.
Come on, son, you got it.
For the 4, so 15?
Perfect. You're able to wrap your tendrils around some of these barrels and just hold them out of the way. You guys on the other side, you feel the door finally give, and you're able to push it open.
My plug!
Yeah, you kind of snap back, like slide through the other side. Note to Ryan, at a whip sound effect there. All right. Can I get a perception check as you all walk into the light of day?
So 17.
My eyes! 6.
Can I get a constitution saving throw from Glebnor?
I feel like Theo's just...
14?
You guys open up this door, and you kind of get on the other side of Glebnor finally, and as the barrel's kind of pushed away from this kind of like... from the other side, it almost seemed like a cave. And you guys finally push into the light. Glebnor, you're blinded for a moment as this, like, it's the
my
most...
beautiful blues.
You guys have been underground for like a week or so now. You have not seen sunlight in so long. And you are all met with idyllic pastures of green flowing grass. I want you guys to really picture like a Windows 95 background. It is just rolling perfect hills of green. You're on kind of a slope, and you can see that there's a like very simple dirt path that kind of leads into the hillside. And with your, who got the highest perception here? It was Theo, right?
Theo.
Yeah, I had 17.
Theo, as you look up these like hills, you're on like kind of these steep hills that like are careen up, and as you kind of look up, you can just see wicked far in the distance because it is the largest structure in this region. You can see there is a city on top of this hill with the mountain at its back.
I'll probably point that out to you guys and then get on the ground and kiss the ground.
Oh, I've never been so happy to see the surfacing. Oh,
just where are all the trees?
Oh, who cares?
Can I actually get a nature check from everybody?
What's a tree?
It's an 8.
2.
Hold on.
A 10.
Okay, with a 10, as you say, where are the trees? You can see that there is like thick forest behind this city on the mountain. The mountain is full of like lush trees. Real tall redwood pines go all the way up. And there's like a large forest behind the city. But as you look down, it seems that everything sloping down is just all farmland and like idyllic pastures.
Oh, well, I found the trees. I guess they just kept them up on the mountain instead.
Keeping them safe up there.
I guess
Theo's
so.
Still kissing the ground because he's so happy to be out of the Underdark.
And can I get a quick survival check from everybody? As you guys are kind of taking in your surroundings a little bit.
21?
14.
19?
Glebnor, as you and Toluca kind of move up the path, you can see this little dirt road. It kind of just leads into a small little clearing. There's a small pool of like actual fresh water. There's a small tree with shade. It's like a perfect space to just kind of take in your surroundings and kind of chill for a second.
Dead. Bleebly. Wet.
Oh my God. It's the wet.
Did you do this?
Maybe.
Yes, he did.
Praise be.
A deception check from Toluga and Bleebly and an insight check from Glebnor.
Can I give him...
Oh, don't give me the help.
No?
Well, actually...
What's your plus?
I got a plus 0. I should have...
I got a plus 0. I'll just do a deception. Well, 18.
Please. Okay, yeah, we take his. I nat 1.
Insight 2.
You're kind of like looking at... Toluga. You're like, I don't know. But then you look at Bleebly and you're like, yeah, he did it. He did
just,
it.
He just stands there like arms, you know, on the hips, like looking at the sky.
Triumphant
like, yes.
Pose. Mm-hmm.
That's our actually, god.
Can I get a history check with advantage from Glebnor real quick?
Ooh. 13?
Okay. Seeing him stand in such a triumphant pose, you remember... you had a capability that would have looked perfect in this situation.
Yeah.
You left it with Kiki to get kind of sneakified. And we'll say that during some of the downtime activities of some of your long rests in the Ebon Den, she gave you a small package and you just forgot to open it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got this box. I forgot about this.
You kind of plop it out of your stomach. Give it a little unwrap. She has improved your cloak of billowing to a cloak of elvenkind.
Ooh.
Which I'm going to regret.
This cloak looks elven, kinda.
What's that? Wait, I know what that is.
You can make an arcana check if you want.
Well, I was more referring to elves.
Oh. Yeah, I guess history check then.
That's 6, but isn't the druid lady an
yeah.
elf?
You're like, all you know about elves is they have long ears and
you're dry.
In your experience, elves are pretty dry.
Man, all these, a cape of dry people, I guess.
Let me put it on, see what happens.
Hopefully, it doesn't make you dry.
Well, that's why we got the water.
We got Bleebly right here. He bring the wet.
You do bring the wet.
You put on your cloak, it kind of swishes around your back, it billows out. And you can see that as you kind of move your body around, it kind of mimics your movements. This cloak will give you advantage on stealth checks.
I'm already so stealthy. I love it.
You're a little more sneaky with it. And creatures will have, I think, disadvantage on perception checks to locate you.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that becomes a problem this next arc. It'll be fine.
Before we get too far away from the barrels of rocks.
Do I look camouflaged to you guys? I'm going to lay flat with the cloak.
Son, you're right there.
Make a stealth check, Glebnor.
And then what? Perception.
Perception.
Disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah.
29.
Well, I got a nat 1 on my first roll, so
it was
I don't
it
even...
was the nat 20 for 29.
But I mean, I see him do it in front of me.
You see, he flattens out, and as you go to pick up the cloak, there's just one little tendril attached to it, and Glebnor has moved his entire body behind you on through on the ground.
I don't like that maniacal laughter, son. You better behave, or I'll take this cloak away. You call me dumb one more time.
I didn't call you dumb. That was the player, Mark.
Well, your voices are very similar, so you better watch your tone, son.
I'm lazy and didn't do a voice.
Same.
See, Reddy's like, neither did I. See, starts sweeping up the camp a little bit.
Maybe we take a little short rest here, gang. Let's kind of get ourselves ready up for the next little
Take
hike.
A load off.
Yeah.
Take a load off, indeed.
If you guys would like, you can go ahead and take a short rest.
Ryan, during the short rest, I'm going to just start drawing a blueprint in like a notebook for the next gun that Theo wants to create.
Go ahead, make we'll call this like a tinker's tool check. So go ahead and roll a d20 and then add your what's that fucking word I'm looking
proficiency.
For proficiency, that's the one.
Be a 15.
You start sketching out some like different ideas. The 15, you can tell me what is what's like the rough sketch of your next gun kind of look like.
Basically looks like a sawed off shotgun.
Tight.
He's got enough flower box.
Yeah. That's an essential part of the sawed-off shotgun. It has to look like you're delivering flowers.
While we short rest, can I go back to the barrel of rocks and see if there's like any really nice rocks?
Ah! Oh, what did I do? Go ahead, perception check, if you wouldn't mind.
I'd like to help him.
You can give the help action as you guys flip over some of these barrels.
With advantage.
I did. 19.
Okay.
There's a piece of granite in there.
You go over and flip all these it looks like they just kind of fill these barrels up with stones to kind of block this path. And you do see there is like there's like a small section of like really fine cut like limestone. And your bag starts kind of shaking around at the hip. And you see your little brick companion fly out of your bag of holding, his eye blinking furiously as he stares at all these rocks.
Let's all turn away and let him eat.
It's all yours, Cobbler. I was looking for some just for you. I'll turn around, let you have your privacy.
Okay, let's see here. How are we going to do this? Can I get an animal handling check from the group? Even though this thing's a monstrosity. I don't even want to make an animal handling. I think it's just funny. No, you didn't.
Well, it wasn't nat 20, but it was a 23.
17?
I got an 18.
I'll look away. You hear this.
Oh, man, he's really mowing down.
And as you turn around, Cobbler has finished off a full barrel. There's just like pebbles at the bottom of one of them. Cobbler has also grown.
Is he a Geodude now?
You can see that he was the size of a brick, and he's now extended to like a large cinder block. And I will say, with over a 20, there is one hand that is starting to grow out of the side of him, out of stone. It's like little digits coming out. There isn't a full palm yet, so he's just a little tiny rock fingers. He's kind of moving around.
I put one of my like my index finger in there.
Yeah, you guys have this beautiful moment as you
Cobbler, you're growing up.
He's just kind of this grumbling little earth force now.
Note to self: next time there's rocks that blocking the way, send Cobbler in immediately.
You gotta find nothing but the finest for him, son.
Yeah, we don't want to be eating trash.
So many dangerous precedents here. I'm not happy with this whole episode's going. We're fucking 25 minutes in. I'm already really fucking myself.
I want you to do your best to be friendly to our new family member, Luga. And I put my hand in the cape for Luga to like crawl on, and then I hand him out.
You kind of hold them both out together. Give me a persuasion check, if you wouldn't mind. And I'll give you advantage because you have, I know your persuasion isn't really your strong suit.
Gonna guidance that one. 16?
With a 16? You put them down, and at first Cobbler kind of tries to move away from this little spider creature. But then you see Luga goes into like a full routine.
Man, look at him go, Cobbler. He's breaking it down.
He's like crip walking for a second. He's really going.
Oh my God.
And then you see Cobbler blinks. Looks at him and then uses his little new hand to try to give him a high five. And you just see a little high five between Luga and Cobbler.
Oh my God. They just dapped up.
Bonding.
All right. Well, do you want to stay out, Cobbler? Or would you like back in the bag?
He just rolls back into your bag of holding.
Okay, all right.
He ate a big, pretty big meal. Yeah, he's gonna need a nap.
You're gonna need a nap to help you grow up big and strong.
I see. Little Luga's like, he just jumps up and gives you a high five.
Oh, hell yeah, Luga!
Yeah.
Just kind of climbs back on your shoulder.
I imagine my cape of billowing is just covered in cobwebs now.
Oh yeah, it's gross. It's there's like little strands just that keep kind of coming because he kind of just keeps swinging across your shoulders and creating more spider webs for no reason.
It's gonna look sick in no time.
That's true. Yeah.
He's just so rambunctious. How could you not love this little guy?
Because he's a spider.
Yeah, and we got 466 more.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Happy for the people that'll be riding.
All in the name of Bleebly.
It's okay, Bleebly. We'll put you at the front so all the horrible monstrosities will be behind you. You won't even see them. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Frick
you have
is the tip of the spear.
Frick is the tip of the spear. I cannot steal that from Frick. I will be very far behind everything.
Bleebly forbid we do that. I understand. Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel a little bit better. That little rest was nice.
Feel rejuvenated.
Yeah. Looks like we got a lot of hills to trek. I hope my yams can handle it.
Jump on, Reg.
Well, hold on. Can I sidebar with Reggie real quick?
Feel free.
Since I now speak Dwarvish.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to start.
Dwarven sidebar?
Dwarven sidebar.
Hey, I got you. All right. Yeah.
What do you know about propulsion?
Propulsion?
I whip out the book. Don't.
you kind of.
Don't tell Theo about this. I want to surprise him.
You want to surprise him?
Yeah.
This is very advanced mathematics.
Do you think you can teach me?
I mean, teach you advanced astrophysics?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you learned Dwarfish pretty quick. You are kind of a quick study.
I like to think I'm very studious. I mean, hell, I made a religion.
That's true.
And
I mean, I guess if we put our heads together, we might be able to figure this out.
Hell yeah.
What is kind of our end goal here?
I don't know, rocket?
A rocket?
Whatever that is.
Yeah, cool word.
Maybe something Bleebly could shoot, like a gigantic exploding bullet.
Okay, we're getting into the fun stuff now.
Yeah.
I see where you're headed.
Yeah,
this is going to be such a fun surprise for him.
I know, he's going to love it.
He's never going to expect it.
No, he won't.
Out of nowhere, we'll be like, we discovered rockets. And he's going to be like, I don't even know what that is. This is good.
and then we point at something and say, watch this. And then
it blows up. Oh, good. He's going to be so surprised. Do we know Theo's birthday? Because this would be a fun birthday surprise.
I'm going to history check.
His oldest and dearest friend.
It's a 6. Every day is Theo's birthday.
That is right. We will make it a federal holiday once we, get the religion really going.
Yeah, once it really picks up.
I'm going to enter the sidebar real quickly.
You don't speak Dwarvish.
Whoa, what's going on, Glebnor?
Glebnor, son!
I'm not going to enter the sidebar.
All right. Sorry.
I get it now. It's really fun being in the sidebar. Yeah. And now Glebnor feels how horrible it feels to be excluded from a sidebar.
Well, I'm trying to learn at least one language from every race.
That's great. That's a good goal.
It's a lot of languages.
I know. Well, we'll work on it. I mean, actually, I'm going to have Reggie make a little history check.
You got like a book of languages?
I mean, I've been really relying on comprehend languages. It's so much easier.
Back to the library.
Oh, back to the swamp. The bog.
Well, I mean, what I know about the dwarves in Brandini, I mean, I don't know if it's been different from 700 years ago. It probably has changed quite a bit, but there were lots of schools for magic there. The dwarves there were very good at creating wards and seals. But there may be some kind of a mage college or something. We could get more information, or a library or museum or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Good plan.
Yeah.
Good sidebar.
High five.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Anyways, back to reading that Susan book for us.
Okay.
About those supply lines. Got to learn all about them.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in here about horse maintenance. Who knew?
Would that apply to spiders?
Oh, that's a good
Maybe
point.
Maybe some parts of it.
Do we shoe the spiders?
Oh, that might be
no,
good.
No,
no, because then they can't climb.
Yeah, because then they can't. Because if you look, and I'm like, Lugo, do you mind if we explore your anatomy?
Oh, yeah.
Did he just say yeah?
Sounds like he's learning quick.
Oh my god! If you look at the bottom of their legs, they got tiny little hooks to grab onto their webbing.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
He extends one of his 8 little arms and goes to just touch a pseudopod.
I'm gonna tickle it a little.
It's so god, fuzzy. He's so adorable. I pat him.
Oh yeah.
So word for it.
Kind of just does like a little like wriggle.
Oh my god. Bleebly,
you want to see?
How's he doing the wave?
No, not at all, Glibnor.
Oh my god. Theo, he's fucking doing the robot.
Oh my god.
He's like somehow humming along to Reggie's beat from the Battle of the Bands.
Where are my friends?
Maybe he can work on the band with Reggie, Luca.
Oh my god.
I think my DJ career is over.
You sure?
It was kind of a flash in the pan. So it was really specific what I was trying to accomplish with it. And hey, we met up, so it all worked out.
Yeah, accomplished
true.
You did.
Yeah, but you could accomplish more.
Oh, I mean, I guess. I think we'll leave the fame and the glory to Cosmo. He's got a lot of touring to do.
True. And we also got another project in the works, too.
Oh, what project?
Wink.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Start elbowing. Oh, yes.
Glibnor, you know what the hell they're talking about?
No clue. Oh,
okay. Go ahead and make an insight check, Theo.
You're going to love it. Eventually.
17.
Okay. Reggie got a 19 deception. You're like, he's a weird little guy. That's, you know,
I mean,
that's as far as
that kind of tracks for Reggie.
All right. Anyways, let's go.
All right. All rested. Let's do this. Hiking time.
Yeah.
Can I get survival checks from the group? So you guys start hiking up these real little pasture trails up through the hills.
23.
12. 19.
Okay.
It's just so much up and down. I'm so tired.
Yeah. You do not suffer a point of exhaustion, thankfully. That's if you get a below a 10. But you guys are getting a real strong leg workout. Those calves are burning after a couple hours. It's all uphill.
Leg?
Oh, I guess for you.
Full body, I guess.
Yeah, because of your mobile feet, you're just gliding upward pretty much.
How slippery am I? Could I, like, penguin slide down the hill?
We're trying to go up the hill, Daddy.
Well, they're rolling hills. They go up and down.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting. Let me get a survival or nature check first.
Right, let's go survival. Let me guidance that. 13.
Can I take the form of a slip and slide to help?
I was going to say, as you got with the 13, as you kind of come up and you kind of, you know how when you're hiking up hills, there are these kind of spots where it kind of levels out, kind of get to a level and you can see up ahead, there is a pretty like slick downward turn before it goes back into an upward arch again. If you would like to turn into a slip and slide, I'm going to need an acrobatic check from the two of you.
Oh. If I turn into the slip and slide, will he gain enough momentum to make it partially up the next hill?
I mean, let's just jackass it. Totally.
Make a ramp at the end.
Yeah. You want acrobatics?
Acrobatics, if you wouldn't mind.
Let's call that the 22.
Okay.
27.
Would you guys please describe to me what this really peaceful, quiet hill, butterflies flying?
I'm big, I'm flat, I'm against the ground.
I yelled at my son, Operation Slip!
Ride me, Daddy!
And I just launch myself belly first.
You just like a bobsled are flying down
Clapper's wall with the experimental cereal shit.
You hit the end of this ramp, do way too many flips in the air where people are starting to be like, okay, level out, level out, level out. You see Reggie's like, oh, he's going to eat shit. Just watching his. But then you perfectly land in a 3-point stance on top of a little hill.
God, that was so much fun. You got to try that, Bleebly.
Bleebly, if you would like,
shall
ramp,
I stay down?
The ramp is there.
I lubed it up. It's got my slipperiness.
I'm going to hoof it because I need to hear more about this General Susan book. So I'm just taking notes.
Oh, God. I double back for the Susan.
Daddy!
Yeah?
Daddy.
What?
Can Luga shoot down a web for us to climb? Maybe like a little guide rope? Make it a little bit easier to trek up this hill?
I don't... Can you do that, Luga?
He fires a little string of web. It goes 6 inches and then falls on the ground.
You know, that's good to know. That's good to know for the future, though, Luga. You got 6 inches to work with.
Some might say that's plenty.
Glibnor, are you getting any rope?
Of course I have rope.
Can I tie 2 pieces of rope together and attach it to a longbow, like, arrow? Yeah. And shoot up towards him. I don't want to shoot at him because I don't want to hit him.
I don't know that. So Toluga's going to stand there trying to catch the arrow.
You go ahead and make an arrow shot. Go ahead and make a deflect missiles, if you wouldn't mind, with a key point if you have them.
Let me see if I have it.
Wait, you don't have rope?
I do. Oh, I wanted 100 feet? Just 100 feet of rope.
While you guys are doing this, you see Reggie fully runs, dive bombs onto the slide with an 18. He does one flip in the air, lands on top of the hill next to Toluga.
That was incredible. I've never felt more alive.
I know, right?
Oh, come on, Bleeble. You got to try this.
I'm staying down.
I did the deflect missile. I had a key point, and I did 11 damage.
All right, yeah, okay.
I shot an 18.
18 to hit? Okay, roll damage. If you get higher than 11, you will shoot arrow through to Luca's hand. Otherwise, he'll catch it.
6.
Perfect.
I just catch him. Yeah, I just caught it.
That was supposed to go on the ground.
What?
Hang on to that, Daddy. I'm staying as a rat.
I got it nice and tight.
Yeah, if you like, you can make an athletic check with advantage now, Theos. You kind of use... it's kind of like...
Hold on.
What do you get?
What, a 15? Can I persuade Theo to use the ramp?
It's up to you. I'll let you either make an inside check, or you can try to use the rope as kind of a way to almost like rappel up. Well, not rappel up. What's the fucking opposite of rappelling?
Just like
climbing.
Yeah. So now that I know he's holding the other end, can I just run, hold the rope, jump on Glebnor, and then use the rope as like a guide to get over?
Perfect. Make an acrobatic check with advantage. You see Glebnor kind of just bumps the ramp up a little bit with that 15. He's like, you know you want it, and you just slide down it.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah, please describe to me how you land on top.
Basically, as I go down, kind of like when you're what's the water, when you're in the water.
Water skiing?
Yeah, water skiing, basically down.
That's exactly what I was envisioning.
Down Glebnor, and then I'm like circling around Toluga. I feel like Toluga's swinging it around, and I'm just coming in slowly in a big circle, and then I'm right next to Toluga.
Perfect.
Wasn't that fun? Come on.
Daddy, hold the rope.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Keep a hold of that rope.
Okay.
Glebnor, how do you want to get up?
I'm just going to coil around the rope.
Gross. Yeah, no check required because of your mobile bullshit. You kind of can just get around some of these problems for me.
I feel like we all needed that little bit of fun.
That was great.
It was actually really fun.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long couple of weeks.
Bonding.
Yeah. These are good team building exercises.
Yeah, a lot of trust built there.
Okay. In this moment, I would like to aid you all.
He's going to put his little hands up, cast aid on the three of you. You all get 5 temporary hit points.
I still have the previous 5. Do those disappear with the short rest?
They unfortunately don't stack. So you'll just get a new 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me double check.
A fresh 5.
Yeah, I don't know how long
these
temp
are fresh hit points
for, unless it specifically says
temp hit points last until you use them up,
even through a rest.
I think at a long rest they reset as well. Mm, but
yeah. Anyways, we're up the hill.
You're up a hill. Can I get a perception check from the group?
No.
Do it.
Okay.
Give me one.
Fine.
24.
7. 6. I'm still reeling from the rampage.
I'm just there in full glory, still hitting like a. Like a gymnast pose from my landing.
He stuck the landing.
As they're all looking down the hill, you've already got on top, Theo, and you're looking up the next set of hill you have to kind of climb up. You got a 24?
24.
You just hear. And as you look up, there are boulder-sized sheep in full ball mode rolling down these hills at you at full speed. I will say the 24, it looks like there's like 8 of them.
Big flat!
It is just this giant mass of like giant goat boulders essentially rolling down these hills at you guys.
I'm gonna go into a rage, big flat.
Probably yell back. We got a problem, guys.
What?
Animals in ball form coming
at us.
Oh,
don't worry, I'll stop them.
Gonna go ahead, everyone, roll initiative!
13.
12.
21.
Back to back.
I'm gonna attempt my animal handling again.
So you are all at the base of this hill, and you look up, and just a line of these giant goats just rolling full speed down the hill at you. Seems like maybe goats, maybe sheep. It's kind of hard to tell because they're in a giant ball and just flying full speed. I will say, Theo, you're first to act, and you can see up the hill. The first line of about 4 of these goats is about 70 feet away. What would you like to do?
From where they're coming from, do I see any people like that would have sent them our way?
Make a perception check for me.
I didn't see shit. That's 7.
I'll say they appear to be alone. It just seems like sheep flying down a hill.
Guys, what do you want to do with this? You gonna big flat and try and stop them? Or
I'll just go to run past it.
Yeah, can we just move out of the way?
If you guys want, you can make dexterity saving throws, try to avoid these guys. But they are coming pretty quick. It's going to be tough to dodge, so you have to make a dex save if you want to try to avoid getting crushed by these goats as they fly down the hill.
I don't think there's a reason to kill these animals.
Yeah, just no, they just do it. I mean, we had fun sliding down there, probably doing the same thing. What?
Probably.
Can I make a big flat ramp?
We'll find out on your turn.
So I want to see where, like, kind of the angle that they're going at and try and take wide around them. I'm just going to use the dash action to go 60 feet and just kind of try and stay around them, and I'll do a dex save if needed.
Perfect. Yeah, so you run, roll up, and there's like a kind of like an outcropping of rocks kind of coming up from the side of the hill. You use your full action to just dash across to kind of get out of the line, and you kind of take cover underneath, and as you do, this first wave of goats starts rolling down the hill. Go ahead and make 2 dex saving throws for me, if you would.
The first one's an awesome 8.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the second one is another 8.
Okay. Two of these goats are like flying down the hill, and even though you're underneath this like little cropping of rocks, they barrel right through it.
Did they take damage?
I'll say they'll take a little bit, but you see these two goats go through the rock and just pancake Theo as he's like running up to kind of get into position.
Ouch!
Theo, you are going to take 18 bludgeoning damage. As long as you hit by 2, and I need 2 strength saving throws as these just roll over you.
You just see him go, son of a...
Oh my god, is he alright?
Daddy, was that intentional?
I think so.
How many strength saves?
2.
2. Alright, first one's a 19. Second one's a 6.
You are unfortunately knocked prone. So you're just laying in the ground.
I feel like the first one knocked me into the air, and then the second one just flattened me.
Perfect.
Just laying there now.
They start to crush you. They don't even notice you, and they're just rolling past you, going down the hill. The other two on the other side, they don't have enough movement even with full rolling to get to you, but they are about to hit Toluca and Glypnor at the bottom of the hill. There's two more fully rolling at them.
Whose turn is it?
I'll say it's the goats up top. Those other four goats are just using their full movement to come down the hill as well. They're getting close, but they are a little bit further away to get to the rest of you guys. That is Toluga's turn with Glebnor on deck.
Nah, I thought I was ahead.
I had a 13.
You had 12, right, Glebnor?
Yeah, you had a 12.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. No, whatever.
Can I jump on top of one and, like, log roll it?
I mean, what kind of fucking DM would can I if I said no?
Can I give myself advantage if I step of the wind it?
If you want to step of the wind, I will give you advantage on the acrobatics check.
Okay. I'm going to step of the wind, so I have 80 feet of movement. I'm going to log roll whichever one's, like, looks like it was leading the roll.
Yep, sure.
To try and then, you know...
slow it down?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can kind of, like, run in the opposite direction that it
Control
was rolling.
Yeah. Speed a little?
Okay. So stupid.
But it's funny. You said animal handling?
You can either acrobatics or animal handling. I'll do acrobatics first to see if your step of the wind works, but you can make it with advantage.
Okay. 15?
15. You guys see Toluga does a little front flip, lands on this goat, and starts hoofing it, running at full speed in the opposite direction that it's rolling. And eventually, you see that it kind of just stutters to a stop. It's all dizzy, and it falls on the ground prone in front of you, Toluga. What would you like to do?
I don't know,
Daddy, give it a taco!
Okay.
Animal handling for the taco treat?
Well, hold on. You gotta see if it's a taco or a secondhand sandwich.
Ooh, good point.
Luck check.
Luck check quick.
It's 11.
Okay. It's a delicious taco.
And so I got a 21 on the animal handling.
You see, this thing is all dizzy.
We have a pet goat!
It's like, just all like kind of like moving, it's all like confused, and like it's clearly like rolled through a bunch of boulders on its way down as well. But you start feeding it a taco and it's like,
yes, man.
It's just sitting there now eating a taco out of your hand. Okay, cool. Don't turn.
Okay, well, I stopped one.
Glebnor, that is your turn. There is a goat barreling towards you right in front of you.
Just one?
Just one.
I want to make a ramp.
I was going to say, do the same thing.
Okay. No, you went into a rage right before combat started.
Yeah.
Furious at the goat coming at your father.
Yeah.
Make an acrobatics or athletics check to turn into a ramp here.
22?
Okay. This one is rolling at you. You ramp your big flat up. Roll.
I want to make it like a real... I'm going to send this thing.
Okay.
Oh my God, son. These roll, could be someone's sheep.
Roll a D100.
Oh God.
I'm going to send it 100 feet. 31.
You ramp up and you say, as it flies into the air, you just kind of see it almost disappear into the distance. And then
looks
you,
like Team Rocket's blasting off again.
You hear a thud about 30 feet down the hill. Lands in the ground.
I hope it's okay, son. You might have just killed an animal.
It looks soft and fluffy. Cushioned its blow.
Did it look soft and fluffy? Do these look soft and fluffy?
They look pretty. They're really round. They are pretty fluffy.
They're rotund.
They're giant goats.
Anybody have Featherfall?
You might have just killed a goat, son.
Reggie looks at you. He's like, I have it, but I think he already landed, so I don't know. I think. That guy might be dead. I don't. It's fine.
Goat for dinner?
There's a lot more goats!
Son, you just murdered an animal. That could have been someone's pet.
It's payback, Toluga, because that really hurt.
It squashed our god.
Did that one squish our god?
Did that one squish our god?
No.
This is just an innocent...
Guilty by association!
Reggie is horrified. It is his turn. He's going to run up his 30 feet. Actually a little low on spell slots. You guys have been doing a lot of crazy fighting. He is going to vortex warp Theo away from this cliff where you see four more of these sheep are just rolling towards you. And he's like, uh-oh, that's not good. He's going to vortex you up the hill a little bit so that now they're rolling past you. Like you set you on the, like, the top of the hill almost with this vortex warp.
Just going to get there. Oh, thank God for it.
Yeah, there's little cog magic spinning around you as you feel yourself teleported up the hill. Unbelievable. That'll bring us
just
back
gonna
to...
Just going
to
yell back down. Just watch out, guys.
Yeah, Theo, that is your turn.
Can I warn, like, you know, as I'm yelling that, warn them to give, you know, one of them the help action on sure. their turn for something? Because I don't want... I'm not going to shoot any of them.
Yeah,
they're just goats. I'm just Who would want to murder a goat?
Well, I mean, I want to because they hurt me, well, but...
Now you do.
But yeah, I'm not going to...
Sweet. All right, cool.
Just
so
gonna... Whoever needs it, I mean, I... Who's next?
The goats.
Well, out of them, too.
Oh, Toluga.
I'll give you the help action.
All right, so yeah, you see Theo's now at the top of the hill yelling down at you guys as four more of these boulder-shaped goats are barreling down the hill. Two are going to go for Toluga. Two are going to go for Glebnor. I need two deck saves from Egia.
These count as missiles that I could deflect.
Am I still in my no. rat form?
You're telling me these rolling sheep don't count as missiles I can deflect?
They do not.
Why would I get out of my ramp form?
You can stay in ramp form. You just have to, I guess the deck save will be to...
Launch them.
Yeah, yeah. So still make the two deck save because they're coming pretty quick. They might just barrel into your little putty body.
23.
One's a 22 and the other was a 12.
Okay. And a 16.
Okay. One of them is just going to smash into Toluga as you're trying to get out of the way. These things that keep rolling down the hill. Toluga, you are just going to take 8 bludgeoning damage.
How?
Can I make both saves?
You did make both saves, yeah.
I want to lessen the grade because I'm not trying to kill these sheep. They've all guilted me and now I feel bad.
They are still rolling forward at full speed. You're able to, with your deck saves, you just angle the ramps at a different angle so they fire away from you guys. Roll a d20 now.
This is how many other people die.
5.
These things only go 5 feet. Oh. They bump 5 feet off your ramps and then just kind of roll and kind of spin out at the bottom of the hill. They, much like the other one, they look very dizzy and confused and they're both prone. Okay.
They're all prone then.
So we will go to Toluga. Toluga, there's one goat just eating a taco. Totally chill. The rest are kind of past you guys now rolling down the hill. What would you like to do?
I kind of want to stop them.
Let them go. Ride the other one up the hill.
I got like 80 feet of movement. I could probably stop one. How many more sheep?
I'll say that the two that only got bumped 5 feet, they're only about like 10 feet away from Glebnor now. They're starting to roll over that little overpass you guys just kind of climbed up.
How many other sheep are
There's the two that hit Theo are like fully way down the hill now. They kept rolling. They barreled through Theo and just kept going. One has been rocketed into a crater about 30 feet away.
I'm assuming that one stopped.
That one is stopped. That one is not moving.
Dead.
If you would like, you can either go try to make two animal handling checks on the two that are dizzy, kind of passed out near you, or you can go try to make a medicine check to save the one in the crater. Totally up to you.
How far is the?
How far are the ones that are like way gone?
I guess they'd be 60 feet.
So you're telling me I could get there.
If you would like to try to step of the wind to get in front of them, you can attempt to do something.
Well, I was going to say, could I log roll these ones into each other to get them to like
the two? Okay. All right. So. Bonus action, step of the wind.
Yes.
It gets your movement like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You start flying down the hill at the two that just like barrel through Theo.
Yes.
You can get in front of them now. How would you like to knock them into each other?
I want a bonus action dash.
Okay, yeah. You're right. Now. You're up right next to initiative. I'll let you guys go together if you guys want.
Okay. You log roll. I'm going to bonus action dash and make like a Hot Wheels track curve to try and catch the one and lead it into the one daddy's log rolling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of just want to turn this into like Hot Wheels. Okay. You know what? We're dicey situations, folks. It's how we fucking handle these situations.
Bonus action dash. I can go 80 feet.
Okay. With your new ability move, Theo, you're like, oh, good. We got rid of the sheep. And then you just see them run over the hill and chase the sheep.
Those are the ones that hurt. Oh.
They have to answer.
All right.
Reparations.
Let me get acrobatics check from the two of you.
14.
Okay.
13.
Okay. You guys are going to take just a little bit of bludgeoning damage as you're able to make your little course, but you, while he's like running on top of one, you guys all just kind of collide at the bottom.
It stops
them from moving, but it's...
That makes perfect sense.
You guys are going to take 3 bludgeoning damage as you guys got to smash into each other
at
the
noggins.
Bottom of this little hill.
Ow. Well, we stopped them.
Success.
Now we got to go save the one you might have murdered.
All right, these two real dizzy ones, can I get an animal handling check with advantage? Because they're kind of beat up now. They're not really trying to keep rolling.
18?
Yeah, you take a little bit of cord out, make two really quick rudimentary leeches with your rope, and lead these two very confused sheep up the hill a little bit.
I'm going to go check on the one that I may or may not have killed.
Can I get a perception check, Glebnor?
10!
Okay. It landed in this little...
But is there, like, sheep guts everywhere where it landed?
Can I
medicine check follow up behind?
Yeah, sure.
You see, like, ball kind
That's
of in this
a
little...
2.
21 medicine.
Okay, Glebnor, you're like, oh my god, its head's gone. Like, to you, it looks like it has no head. But you can see, because it's kind of rolled into a ball, its head's just on the other side.
Okay.
And Taluga, you walk over with your medicine check. This thing is pretty beat up, but it's just more dizzy than injured, I would say.
I'm gonna heal this sheep. I'm gonna give it a cure wounds.
Thank you. Go ahead, cast cure wounds on that bad boy.
For 6 health, but while I'm doing this, like, son, it's not looking good. It's just so bad. It's just blood everywhere on this side.
You're killing me. Oh, God, what did I do?
You know, you can't just ramp things that you don't know about. You just
It was coming right for us.
You could have just stepped this? To the side.
You kind of hear it on the wind as it's coming up over the hill.
They attacked Bleebly. Oh, God.
I healed her 6.
Yeah, the sheep kind of gets up.
Now, son, that's what I would say if you actually murdered it. But it was on death's door. Let me see your wrist. And I...
Sorry, Daddy.
A little slap.
Behave!
A little slap echoes up the mountain at you, Theo. What would you like to do up there? You're kind of just looking over. You can hear them kind of yelling down the side of the mountain here.
You guys should have just let it die.
How God was it?
I yell back up, think of the reward!
What reward?
These were loose sheep from some farm. I'm guessing.
What if they were just grazing and this is what they do all the time?
I mean, we did have fun ramping down, so yeah, I could see that, yeah. Well, we'll find out as I bring all these sheep back.
You walk up, and you look down Theo in dismay. As for some reason, Taluga has 8 sheep on little leashes with him as he's leading them up the hill.
Taluga, the whole time, just kind of scolding and parenting Glenn.
Taluga, if one of those things bite me, I'm shooting it.
That's fair.
Kutola.
Animal handling check, Theo.
Kutola.
Oh, I don't want to be anywhere near with them.
Yeah, that's why I'm making you make an animal handling check.
It's a nat one.
Oh, no. Got a shot sheet.
Right as you say it, you hear it. It just bites you on the ass, and it's just, it's, it hasn't ripped your pants, but it's just dangling on your butt.
I slapped this one on the head.
Yeah, you can make another strike. Just kind of a
little bonk on it.
Yeah. Poor Theo. It's so funny that Theo is the most scary in combat, but outside of 19? Combat, every stupid thing that could happen happens to him.
It was a 19 on a...
Yeah, it just goes limp. It just passes out next to Theo.
See, it's dead. Hey.
Toluga?
Yeah, I know.
No more animals.
What? Okay, fine.
For at least a month. No.
That's
animals.
So long. That's so long. But you have been through a lot with the spiders, yes. And now the sheep. Yeah, get it.
Just give me a month. No
Can
new
we do
animals.
Like 2 weeks?
For you, 2 weeks. But if anything bad happens in that 2 weeks,
you can add a week.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Shake on it,
of course.
See, Reggie's like, even though I was one of the weird things you adopted, I will say we're getting a little crowded. I mean,
what are you talking about? I'm literally carrying all the animals right now.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I mean, you know,
I got a cinder block in my bag.
It's just we're the whole. Yeah, I would say the bag of holding is getting a little heavy.
All right, you want to hold this, Reggie? And I just thump it on them.
Oh, you're going to pull a servo. No.
Yeah, I've been holding this the whole time. You think all those tacos weigh nothing?
No wonder those cheeks are so firm. Well, we must be getting close. We got to just,
hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe, can we ride these things? I don't want to keep climbing.
Okay, sure.
Can I animal handling check can from I, the like, group? Theo, if you want, you can not ride one and just trudge. Right.
Well, hold on. I got this.
Theo, would
what
you
if
like to
you ride,
ride
the one that
I'd rather
I'm on?
Get on? On.
I'll carry him.
All right.
Glebnor with the gooey grab bar.
Yep. All right, so Glebnor, gooey grab bar for... Gooey, I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing these fucking tongue twisters. You form a little ramp. Theo, you kind of climb up on it. And I'll, what was your animal handling check, Toluga?
On.
Yeah, make that real quick for me.
Okay. The one with the taco, we should get advantage on.
Yeah, I'll give you advantage because you're trying to ride the taco one.
It's already domesticated now.
Basically. Right, that's how domestication works, right?
He broke that one.
12? Yeah, you kind of just like hop on it. It's like, rah! Like it's not like made for riding because they're so round. You're kind of slipping and sliding off the rounded edges of the top. Yeah, I guess that's true. But eventually with the 12, you're able to kind of just corral it. And yeah, you guys make your way up the hill. Toluga is on top of a big ram, and there are just 7 sheep behind him as you guys trudge up the cliff.
Whose sheep are these? As I yell up the...
Can Reggie have been reading the Susan book
Can
the
I be
time?
An earshot yeah. of the Susan book?
We're all listening to
I mean,
story time.
I don't want to bring it up right now, but it does say here that you shouldn't have more animals than you can feed because... You know, eventually, horses are, these aren't horses, but in general, horses are a lot more expensive to feed than other. I'm just saying, I don't know how long we can keep the sheep, is what I'm trying to say here.
Right, but at least for the spiders, I assume that, you know.
The king is going to help us feed them.
Well, yeah, but also on the battlefield, assuming they'll eat the enemies.
Yeah, yeah, you don't waste corpses.
Let me see if Susan has anything in here about carnivorous mounts. Surprisingly little. But we'll figure it out on our own, you know? We got this.
We'll write our own book.
An addendum.
I mean, to be fair, spiders kind of just, you know, suck the juices out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can bury the rest.
Yes, we bury the rest respectfully.
They're kind of like machines. They're a spider's basically running on hydraulics, if we're being totally honest.
Kind of, yeah.
It's gross.
In a way.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
Cool. Well, you're telling me this little man's right here ain't cool?
Look at him popping
locking. I just point at Luga. I imagine he's just spinning on his head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a wisdom saving throw.
He's doing full b-boy moves on your shoulder.
It's a 14 wisdom save. It's just...
All right. Luga, you're doing great work. Doing our Lord's work back there.
Wow! Did that total.
Dancing spiders never really...
They'll never see it coming.
Can I get a
I didn't see it coming.
Neither did I.
Can I get a perception check from the group if you guys wouldn't mind?
It's an 8.
That's also an 8. I'm just so
That's
into Luga.
Yeah, Look you guys cross the hill.
You can see that there's a small, like, little collection of farmhouses, it seems. Like, almost like a very, very tiny village. I think it's like a fiefdom, maybe. I don't know how small we're going to go here, but just a couple of houses. There's one grain silo at the top of this hill. And as you make your way into the town, you don't really notice it first because you're mostly just kind of talking to each other about mounts and pets, and Reggie's loudly reading the book by Susan. and you don't notice it as you make your way into the center of this small little village. It's completely dead quiet here. No one's come out to greet you. Completely silent. The sheep, I will say, all start like running into a small pen that is behind one of these farmhouses. So the sheep did come from here, I'll say that.
All right, I'll knock on their door.
Yeah, go ahead. You knock on the door. The door just kind of swings open. Empty inside.
Hello? Anyone home? I'm going to give you to the count of three, or I'm going to start walking in.
That's give them to the count of five. What if they're not decent?
Oh, fair. You know. One, two, three, four, five. All right, we walking in.
Okay, make a perception check or investigation as you guys all walk in.
I want to stealth in.
Yeah, give me a stealth check.
I got a 12 perception.
Cool. I got a 9.
24.
Okay.
So sneaky.
You two kind of go in. It's a very simple kind of like farmhouse inside. There's a small hearth, fires out. It's dead quiet inside. But Glebnor, as you kind of sneak in, you move into a back room, and what you see on the ground is a half-eaten dwarven corpse. And next to it, breathing very heavy, you can just see that there appears to be like a dog-like creature. Make a survival or history check for me, if you wouldn't mind.
Another animal, you say?
16 survival.
16 survival. This is a hyena. It is like gorged with blood. Its mouth is full of blood. It definitely ate this creature within the next day or so. And it's like just bloated on the ground. And with your stealth hasn't noticed you yet.
Does it look lethargic?
It looks completely full of whatever it's eaten. And its stomach, I'll say, is kind of distended a little bit.
Funny thing is to ask it if it's going to finish that corpse.
It's but nibbling on the side of its mouth.
I know what's going to happen. I hate you, Ryan.
What up?
I'm going to sneak out, and then I'm going to sneaky tell Daddy what's going on in the other room.
Daddy.
What?
I think the farmer's fucked. He's,
Why were you peeping on him? He's getting fucked.
No. He doesn't have the stuff to do that anymore.
What do you...
He's all top.
What?
He's just the top part.
What did you see? Exactly.
There's a big dog that ate the bottom of this guy.
What a freak.
Yeah, I know, right? Who eats someone from the bottom up?
Can I get a perception check from you guys?
Can I check how long the fire's been?
I was
been
a nat 1.
Like, do like a survival check
21.
To see if it's like
I'm keeping one eye on the door.
Yeah.
Like
that.
21.
Nat 1. I'm just so confused. Why'd you tell me he was getting fucked?
I said he is fucked.
And Glebnar, you can hear just this like whelping sound from the other room you were just in, and it sounds like flesh tearing. And you see coming out of the shadows just a like clawed hand, and it looks like that this hyena has morphed into a horrible gnoll.
Fuck you, Ryan.
And we will deal with this next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.